to light the candles today. I've just been reminded, of course, that it's two that you need to light. Last week's and today's. So if you'd like to come and do that now, please. The lights are there. That was the one from last week. That one and any other.
Do you light that one again?
And now over to Jenny.
And I've got Bruce isn't ready. Can we help Bruce?
Stay, Jilly, stay.
Well, I don't know.
So, will you get started? He wants to go on.
He wants to sing.
I've been trying to go for this. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And we've already done a wonderful welcome to Molly. So good to see you here, and everybody. I've got the full house. This is looking like lots of us today, so wonderful. Thank you, Deborah, for doing the Advent calendars. sorry, a little
competition.
No, take that
one. Take the dog out.
Shit. Thing is, they'll send us
a talk.
Right, so we are here to prepare. It's Advent and it's a time of preparation. We haven't been quite ready this morning, but we have been preparing, believe me. So it's a time of preparation and celebration. And we thought that as we don't get a lot of opportunity to sing carols, we've put some carols into the Advent services as well. And our message today is about goodness and faithfulness. So we're actually going to start in a minute with Good Christian Men Rejoice. Think of men as mankind.
Yes, men is both.
It's all of us then. So let's pray before we start. Lord Jesus. Sometimes it doesn't matter how long we stay preparing. Sometimes there's hitches on the morning or for whatever we're preparing. But right now we are preparing for Advent when we can remember your birth, you coming from heaven to earth. Oh Lord, we're so thankful that you did. And we think of love and hope and peace. And joy. And we think of your return and we long for your return, Jesus. So let's celebrate and rejoice this morning in you and who we are because of you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Heavenly door and hands touched forevermore. Christ is
Gentlemen.
Love and faith.
Now we come to our Lord in believing prayer. Let us pray. Lord, our God, we adore you because you still come to us now. You come to us through other people in their love and concern for us. You come to us through those who need our help. You come to us now, even as we worship you. Lord Jesus Christ, your world awaits you. In the longing of the persecuted for justice, in the longing of the poor for prosperity, in the longing of the privileged for riches greater than wealth, in the longing of our hearts for a better life, and in the song of our church. O come, Lord, desire behind our greatest needs. O come, Lord, liberator of humanity. O come, Lord. O come, Emmanuel. Living God, we thank you for calling Mary to be the mother of Jesus. Lord God, we adore you because you still come to us now. You come to us through other people in their love and concern for us. You come to us through those who need our help. And we want to remember today Stuart, John and Margaret, and April. Lord, you know that we pray for them each week, and we ask, Lord, that you would meet their needs at this time. We also pray for all of us that are gathered here today, and all those who will be joining in with our service online. We thank you that you still call women and men to share in your saving actions. You call us to live and serve in the way of Christ, uncertain of the future, but trusting in your faithfulness. Sometimes your choice surprises us. The way you seem to point daunts us, and your faith in our possibilities awes us. Help us to say yes when you call. Enlarge our vision, strengthen our resolve, and increase our sense of your all-sufficient grace, that we might be used mightily for all your glory. We thank you, Lord, for you are a great God. We pray, Lord, that we might serve you and serve your world. And we bring this and all our prayers in the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Going to sing now, make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon, Lord. And where there's doubt, true faith in you.
Thank you.
Now we come to our message for today. May I remind you that during Advent we're going through the fruit of the Spirit, and today we will be looking at both faithfulness and goodness, goodness coming first, and as we come to start with goodness. Jean is going to read from Thessalonians. Thank you, Jean.
Yes, the scripture is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 to 22. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil.
Goodness. The dictionary's description of goodness, or part of that description, is that goodness is having a desirable character. I wonder, would you say that our character is desirable? I wonder. I want to read to you what Helen Steiner Rice says about brightening the corner where we are. And you know, if we do that, surely that would be revealing goodness in our lives. It would be revealing, surely, the kind of character that Jesus wants us to show. And so here comes the poem. Brighten the corner where you are. We cannot all be famous or be listed in who's who, but every person, great or small, has important work to do. For seldom do we realize the importance of small deeds, or what degree of greatness unnoticed kindness leads. For it's not the big celebrity in a world of fame and praise, but it's doing unpretentiously in undistinguished ways the work that God has assigned to us. Unimportant as it seems, that makes our task outstanding and brings reality to dreams. So do not sit and idly wish for wider new dimensions where you can put in practice your many good intentions. But at the spot that God has placed you, begin at once to do the little things to brighten up the lives surrounding you. For if everybody brightened up the spot on which they're standing by being more considerate and a little less demanding, this dark old world would very soon eclipse the evening star if everybody brightened up the corner where they are. You don't need words from me when you hear that challenge. If only we would not work for the impossible. If only we would not try and push ourselves, but if we would let God take over and do through us whatever it is he wants us to do. Never be worried if it seems to be something small, because if it's God that is using us, then that is the great and goodness that we want to see. It's the goodness that Jesus wants to see in our lives. So, goodness. Now I want to go on to faithfulness. That's the other fruit of the Spirit we're looking at today. And Jean is going to bring us Psalm 100.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
We worship, we love, we adore, we serve a faithful God. But faithfulness is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And that means that it is the Lord's will that we should reveal true faithfulness in our lives. So I looked to see what the dictionary had to say. And I was a bit surprised, but it says faithfulness means being loyal and steadfast. Now those words, loyal and steadfast, hit me. You know why? Well, because for years I was a member, as a boy and as a member of staff, of the Boys' Brigade. And if you know much about the Boys' Brigade, you'll know that part of their badge is an anchor. And you'll know that there are the words, loyal and steadfast. And that's something that we were challenged as young kids, to be loyal, to be steadfast. And you know, I never thought of being like that. That wasn't me. Oh! I was one of those kids that loved to get into trouble. Steadfast? Didn't even know what it meant. Loyal? Well, when the captain didn't know, some of us in the BB, in the Boys' Brigade, in the company, we went upstairs into an office. There was nothing to do with us. And we played about and put on lights and goodness knows what. That wasn't loyal to our company. It certainly wasn't loyal to our God. So, seeing those words does bring lots back to me. It brings back the way that the Lord turned my life right around. And I love now. Oh yes, I love now. To be loyal to my God. I love to be loyal to my wife. I love to be loyal to my church. You know, friends, we all need to be faithful. Do you know, in the Christian life, it's easy sometimes to, you know, get a bit fed up or to get disappointed. Disappointed of our church, or disappointed of a member, or whatever it is. Disappointed of our own family. But you know, my friends, we need to be faithful. We must not let conditions or things that have upset us spoil our faithfulness. Want to be faithful? Then be loyal. Be steadfast. In other words, be strong. Do not wither. My friends, I assure you that if we seek within our lives to show a goodness that pleases God, and if we show a faithfulness that pleases God, then we will, my friends, be revealing the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. God bless you all. Amen.
As we think on what Bruce has shared with us, verse 3 of More About Jesus, What I Know. It says, More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. So as he is faithful, we are faithful.
More of his love who died.
couple of notices I want to share with you. One, there is this very helpful paper concerning the food bank. You know that we support the food bank at the Riviera Life Church, and they find that the goods that we supply are both bountiful and very, very useful. So we are feeding people who are desperate, and can I say that although it shook me a long time ago, that there is a tremendous need within the wider Torbay area. And that's one of the things that Riviera Life is seeking to reach. Now, there is this sheet. It's got Christmas food bank items on one side and the normal ones on the other. Well, now, of course, we collect goods for them on the third Sunday of the month, each month, and that is next Sunday. So you bring our gifts next Sunday, and so it'll be the Christmas ones, won't it, that we would do our best to give to them. And when you speak to their leadership, you find out that they are very surprised at what we give and how much we give. So they're very thankful. So let us keep up that spirit. The other thing I want to share with you comes before next Sunday. Yes, next Sunday's the 15th. On the 13th here, what day is the 13th of the week? Friday, right. On Friday next, we are having a carol service here in the main part of the pub. Carol service they've asked for, and it'll be in Gilly and other people's hands. I will share a few words. It's a wonderful opportunity to share the love of God. And that's what will be at my heart. It'll be short what I want to say, but it will be trying to reach out to people who as yet do not know Jesus as their Savior. So pray very much for that concert, that service, I should say. It's often music that brings people to the Lord. And so we've got a wonderful opportunity by being asked to provide that service. On the 22nd, Sunday the 22nd, is or will be our own carol service with carols and readings. That, of course, is at 9:30. The one on the 13th is at what time? 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock in the evening, the 13th, a big, we hope, carol service here in this church.
We're coming at 6:15 to set up.
Yeah.
So, but we start bang on 7.
Well, thank you very much to those involved, and to all of us, we need to be very much in prayer about this wonderful example of reaching out to other people. Now we are going to celebrate, as we should, the Lord's Supper, communion. Wonderful that we can do what Jesus said. When he met with his disciples, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And the breaking of bread and the drinking of wine is something that has been carried out by the church ever since. What a privilege it is for us to honor the words of Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. So let us pray, and then we will take the bread and then the wine. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we love you. We need, Lord, to love you more. But we thank you for the way that you love us. And we thank you that during your earthly ministry, you taught us so much about your Father, the Spirit, and yourself. And we thank you for that teaching. We also thank you, Jesus, that you went to the cross, that you gave your life as sacrifice for our sins. You, who are Lord, suffered and gave your life. You who were without sin, but you died for us and paid the price with your body and blood. And so, Lord, we thank you and we take bread and wine in remembrance of the wonderful Saviour that you are. Amen. So we remember that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." This Jesus said, "Do in remembrance of me." Brian, would you come and take the bread? We eat the bread as it's served. We save the wine so that we can drink together. There with his disciples, Jesus took the cup. It was the request of our Lord and Saviour that we should take the wine, that we should drink it in remembrance of all that he had sacrificed for us. The precious blood of Jesus was shed for you and for me. What a wonderful thing it was that Jesus did for us. And to ask Jean if she would take the wine. You all right? Yes, the very precious blood of Jesus was shed for us. Let us drink and be truly thankful. We thank you, O wonderful Saviour. We thank you, O God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we adore you. Amen. Graham, would you come in? Thank you, mate. Thank you very much. If we truly seek to reveal the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, then in that sense, we will be bringing joy to the world. But now we're going to sing that lovely hymn. Thank you. I notice on that last page, gifts to the food bank can include toys if we like. Right, let us gather in the usual circle, may we? I heard the drum go. Here comes Ryan. There we are. Right, say the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah! God bless you.